This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate two major national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in New Delhi today. These projects include the Delhi section of the Dwarka Expressway and Urban Extension Road 2, UER2. In a social media post, Prime Minister reaffirmed the government's unwavering commitment to enhancing the ease of living for citizens by giving a significant boost to infrastructure development in the National Capital Region. A statement from the Prime Minister's office said these projects have been developed as part of the government's comprehensive plan to decongest the national capital, aiming to significantly improve connectivity, reduce travel time, and ease traffic in Delhi and its surrounding areas. On the occasion, Mr. Modi will also address the gathering. India's space hero group captain Shubhanshu Shukla received a warm welcome upon his arrival at Delhi's International Airport early this morning. He was warmly received at the airport by Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and ISRO Chairman Dr. V. Narayanan. After making history as the first Indian to visit the International Space Station, Shubhanshu Shukla underwent rehabilitation in the United States to recover from physical demands of his groundbreaking mission. Mr. Shukla's piloted NASA's Axiom 4 mission, which launched from Kennedy Space Center in Florida on 25 June this year. During the mission, he conducted groundbreaking microgravity experiments aimed at advancing scientific research in space. He safely returned to Earth on 15th of last month. Shukla is also one of the astronauts shortlisted for India's first human spaceflight mission, Gaganyaan, which is set to launch by the end of next year. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has said that utmost transparency is the hallmark of electoral roll preparation as per law, rules and guidelines. In a statement, the poll body said that political parties were involved at every stage of preparing electoral rolls, which is a multi-stage exercise. The ECI has criticized political parties and individuals for raising concerns over alleged errors in electoral rolls from previous elections. The poll body said that the appropriate time to raise any issue with the electoral rolls would have been during the claims and objections period of that phase, which is precisely the objective behind sharing the electoral rolls with all political parties and the candidates. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held a bilateral meeting with his South Korean counterpart, Cho Hyun, in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that the two leaders engaged in productive discussions aimed at advancing bilateral cooperation in areas including trade, manufacturing, maritime, and people-to-people exchanges. He said they also explored new opportunities in emerging sectors, including artificial intelligence, semiconductors, clean energy, and defense. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India's electronics exports have seen a surge of over 47% in the first quarter of 2025-26 over the same quarter in 2024-25. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said, "It is a sweet success story for Make in India, which has led to an exponential growth in the electronics production from $31 billion to $133 billion in the decade beginning 2014-15. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Ukraine should make a deal to end war with Russia because Russia is a very big power and Ukraine is not. In a post-summit interview, Mr. Trump urged Kyiv to compromise and make a deal. He said that his role was not to negotiate on Ukraine's behalf, but to get the parties to the table.
Well, I think those are points that we negotiated and those are points that we largely have agreed on, actually. I think we've agreed on a lot, but the meeting was a very warm meeting between two very important countries, and it's very good when they get along. I think pretty close to a deal. Now, look, Ukraine has to agree to it.
In badminton, Indian shuttler Tanya Hemant clinched the women's singles crown at the Saipan International 2025 in Northern Mariana Islands yesterday. The top seed ranked 86 in the world, defeating Japan's Kenny Sekai in the final under the Badminton World Federation's new 3-into-15 scoring format. And that is the end of this news bulletin.